The Sparrow's Lost Bean. Jack was a sparrow who was tidy and clean. He was the neatest bird that you could have ever seen. He washed his hands every single day, right before washing his food, nest, and face. One day, Jack the Sparrow found a bean. He liked that it was small, shiny, and green. So Jack went to the river close to the northern ridge. He cleaned it and left it standing on the bridge. But when Jack returned, there was a surprise. "My bean is gone. I can't believe my eyes." The little sparrow felt a change in his mood and started looking for his missing food. Suddenly, Jack saw a carpenter walking fast. "Will you help me find my bean?" Jack asked. "I don't care about your bean, I have to say," the carpenter mumbled and continued on her way. Jack saw a farmer while he was flying in the sky. "Will you help me find my bean?" Jack was shy. "I don't care about your bean, I have to say," the farmer said and continued on his way. Then Jack saw a captain skipping a large stone. "Will you help me find my bean?" Jack started to moan. "I don't care about your bean, I have to say," the captain said and continued on his way. Jack was so desperate that he couldn't sing. Suddenly he saw an elephant who was carrying a king. So Jack flew to the king as fast as an arrow. But the king pretended not to hear the little sparrow. "Oh my, oh my! What could a little sparrow do?" Jack was so sad, but he was hungry too. He sat on the ground, bowing his little head. "Why are you sad?" a little ant said. Jack explained so the ant could hear. "I'll help you," the ant said as she crawled to the elephant's ear. "Tell the king to find the bean and help the sparrow too, or I'll sneak into your ear and I will bite you." The elephant turned to the king sitting on her back. "I'll throw you off my back if you don't help little Jack." The king was so frightened that he began to shiver. He called the captain, who was walking by the river. When the captain came, the king began to scream. "I'll fire you if you don't find the sparrow's bean." The captain found the farmer standing on some rubble. He said, "If you don't find the bean, you will be in trouble." The farmer went looking for the carpenter all around and finally found her sitting on the ground. "Find the bean that the sparrow had near the northern ridge. If you don't find it, I'll throw you off the bridge." So the carpenter searched for Jack's bean almost all day and finally found the bean under some scattered hay. When they found the food, Jack was happy and glad. The little sparrow was no longer hungry, desperate, or sad. Jack thanked everyone for helping, then went home and ate his bean, then went to bed after making sure that his kitchen was clean.